How does music, without words, respond to political and social turmoil? WRTI's Susan Lewis considers Freedom, a recording featuring flute, piano, and cello. Created independently, each of three works speaks in its own way to artistic freedom and the human spirit.
In 2009, Mimi Stillman commissioned a work from composer Richard Danielpour. Reflecting on his Persian Jewish roots, Danielpour was also then moved to respond to the death of a young woman shot during protests that summer in Iran. Remembering Neda is a work for flute, piano, and cello.
And the movements follow a narrative trajectory: lamentation, desecration, benediction.
Several years later, Stillman commissioned David Finko, a Russian naval engineer turned composer who emigrated to the U.S. in 1979. His sonata for flute and piano imagines a city after a nuclear attack, with a flute representing the sole survivor. Performed with these two works is Mieczysław Weinberg's 1947 Five Pieces for Flute and Piano, a suite that was only recently discovered in an archive in St. Petersburg.
The years in which he wrote it, these are years in which Weinberg faced persecution, censorship by Stalin's government in the anti-formalist purge, and just a lot of fear of death.
Yet the work is alternately spirited, moving, and resilient, much like the quest for freedom itself. Mimi Stillman, Charles Abramovic, and Yumi Kendall perform on Freedom, now available on the Innova label of the American Composers Forum.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.